Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge announced that they will open for Christmas tree cutting from Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 24th, through Christmas Day, Sunday, December 25th. Trees are for personal use with a limit of one per household that may not be taller than 20 feet. Lee Askelin, park ranger for the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, told KSRM.
The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge opens up the refuge lands Thanksgiving Day, that would be Thursday, for Christmas tree cutting. That's one tree per family, per household, no taller than 20 feet. We want to make sure that we're taking trees for our traditions that aren't major habitat and, 200-year-old trees. So there's a little bit of restriction there, but really there are some beautiful smaller trees. They can be pretty much taken on refuge lands anywhere except for around the headquarters and visitor center area, and then within 150 feet of roads, lakes, trails, campgrounds, and cabins. So you need to move just a little further away from wherever you park your car. And it's also only hand tools. But again, you're not going to be taking a huge tree.
Eskelin provided some additional tips for the tree.
So, a hatchet, an axe, or we use a saw. It's very easy, and it's so much fun. And then everyone gets a job of carrying this tree out. So like you said earlier, it's part of the experience. Yes, you end up with a great Christmas tree that you can bring home. I'll mention that these trees have been frozen. So planning a spot in a heated garage or a shop or something like that where they can thaw, not in your home, because they will lose some needles and they'll drip, things like that. So give it a little bucket of water overnight and let it sit for that evening to before you bring it straight in your home.
The public is requested to trim the stumps as close to the ground as possible for aesthetic reasons. For more information, you visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The Alaska Energy Authority announced that it is seeking applications for Renewable Energy Fund grants to help Alaskans reduce the cost of energy through the development of renewable energy projects. The AEA will evaluate the applications received and will consult with the REF Advisory Committee before submitting final recommendations to the legislature. AEA then will submit a report summarizing each application and make recommendations for the fiscal year 2023 funding. All funding decisions will be made by the governor and the legislature. AEA Executive Director Curtis Thayer told KSRM.
The Renewable Energy Fund was actually started about close to 15 years ago. And what the whole program was is to help identify renewable projects in Alaska, primarily in rural Alaska, that needed the feasibility money to take them to the next step. And the state has invested over $300 million to date, just $20 million alone in the last year. And that $20 million right there has identified 38 projects, both in rural and urban Alaska. And overall, we have 100 operating projects that this has generated over the years. And it has saved approximately, in rural Alaska alone, 30 million gallons of diesel fuel a year. So it's had a huge impact. And it helps leverage additional federal dollars and private dollars to these communities for these projects.
Thayer explains who can apply.
It's primarily open to communities and to utilities, independent power producers, kind of a broad path of folks who has a project that they would like to bring forward that's renewable, that's going to benefit a community. Again, the focus has primarily been on rural Alaska, but we do have urban projects. Down in the Kenai Peninsula, we recently funded Homer Electric for some wind study, in addition to the methane gas at the local landfill, to find it had some commercial viable projects. So it's kind of across the spectrum.
Thayer encourages participation in the grant process.
The real key is, if you think you have a project that is viable or communities do, please apply. It's just really imperative, because what we're trying to do is we're looking for the projects that are in the infancy and determining the feasibility. Not all projects are going to be feasible, but until there's actually due diligence done, we don't know that. And people might be surprised on what we're going to do and what we might fund.
To learn more about the Renewable Energy Fund and to apply for a Round 15 grant, visit the story at radiokenai.com. Applications are due by 4 p.m. on Monday, December 5th, 2022. And election results for the 2022 election were released on Wednesday evening. We have the full details and information on the story at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we took a holiday on Thanksgiving. We'll bring you the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.